about
the Zandel always accompanies of Lud.
Exactly.
So if it accompanies of Lud, she's coming anyway.
Exactly.
Okay, good, good. So Lama, why do you mention Sandal? Well, ain't Sandal Hashem Imoy Vlad.
So what's the chiddush?
Imoy Vlad. Eid is Yelida Nikeva Bahadei. Chachinam in Chanam. You're right. How am I saying this? Yelida Zoch Bahadei. The case of it is going is where? Oh, so the case of it is going is if it was in the cave, then you're right. There's no chiddush. But Eid Chacham is Yelida Zoch Bahadei. There's a sandal with a zocher.
Mahu the same. Again, if it's in the cave, it's not a chiddush word.
You're right, because then it's a lot. Zoch in the cave, because maybe this baby, maybe the other one that gave birth was in the cave.
The point, when you say teishel lezocher in the cave, you take the chumras of both. So you're taking anyway the chumra of the cave.
So let's see. E this yelid in the cave had the chaynami. You're right. In the cave is different. Maybe the sandal is a zocher. Look at Rashi. Rashi over here says.
So therefore, it doesn't do anything. It makes no difference. If the Vlad is in a cave, there's nothing to talk about. But if a Vlad is a Zohar.
Say it again. If a Vlad is in a cave, you're sitting anyways. It's 14 days.
But then you'll sit. You'll do the Chumrah of both.
But then the Tumah. Look at Rashi. Rashi. So let's see Rashi. Rashi. And Shafilu who Zohar Gomor.
Who? The sandal.
Right.
Even if it was a Zohar Gomor.
The sandal.
Gomor, the sandal. Ki ika nikeva bahadeh yoshevis on the keva yimeh to mavatara. She sits 40 days. And vatara v'shal Zohar muvloim b'seichah.
How's the Zohar muvloim b'seichah? I thought it was Zohar after 7 days. It's tar.
Let's clarify over here. No. Let's clarify. I want to clarify your side.
Let me say something over here.
If a woman has twins, real twins, after 14 days, comes day 40, is she automatically tamea because of the zachar? Yes. No. Then the keva overpowers the male. That's the halacha. Unbelievable. It goes through the koyach of Nasha. Koyach is Nasha Adi Adif.
So it's not like a suffix. It's like a.
Right.
The cave of Zohar is like a vada. It's like both of them were in the cave.
Exactly. So let's go to
the right. What's the logic?
That's a big point.
Very big point. No, did you know this? People go see the average guy on the street. They don't know this.
Without that, this Rashi doesn't mean anything.
Exactly.
So that's what I want to understand.
So let's clarify. If a woman has twins.
Right.
So the halach is she's tamei for 14. She only counts basically in the keva. 14 days of Tumah,
right.
66 days of Tahara. Right. Oh, but you'll say to me after when it comes to day 40, the May of the Zohar are over, and now she's done. No, the Nekeva covers her.
What's the reason?
Because it's Nekeva. The Nekeva gives her the Koyach of 66 days, whether you like it or not.
So your question is, why don't you take the Kula of the Zohar for 7 days? That should be your question. What? You're telling me by the Nekeva, you go for 66 days and 40 doesn't stop.
Yeah.
So you should take... At the seven days, you should be Torah also.
Because the Torah tells you what to do. The Torah says, this is what you do. The Yimei Tumah by a Zohar is not that just automatically Tumah. Now it happens to be that the exemptions are over. It's all it means. Understand the Yisrael. Let's talk about a Zohar. Before we go back to Zohar. A woman has just one child, one at a time, 7 days.
7 and 33.
So 7 days, your tummy, no matter what, whether you like it or not, your tummy. Right. That's the rule, lady. Day eight is fine.
Eight till 33 is fine.
Now, when you get past 33, day 40, now, I'm not telling you anything new happened. I'm just telling you now, when you get to day 40, your exemption is over. Now, business as usual.
Like you have a building with a tax abatement.
Now you're 40. I'm out to get you. If she also gave birth to a Nekeva, so the din of Nekeva says, no, the business is not as usual. You're exempt from Tumah until day 80.
Just an exemption.
There's no halacha that on day 40, oh, now we're out, now you're tummy. The Torah is telling you, it's an exemption.
You don't
exemption.
Lose your exemption exactly. because you have another zakah.
Exactly.
So then the keva overrides. Then the keva overrides.
No override, no.
It's like a tax abatement.
There's no
overriding.
It's in place. It's in place. It's there. It's there. And the mamela, you don't say, but you don't say anything about 7 days that you, that there's
no.
The Torah tells you no.
I hear you.
The Torah tells you whether you like it or not, you tell me for 7 days or 14 days. You don't have a choice. Right. The Torah tells you
the
this
fact,
is the way
that you had a zochet.
I'm out to get you.
Mazel tov.
You have a zochet 7 days. Now you have a nekeva.
That can help you. But if you have a nekeva, you tell me 14 days.
4 days. Well, that's not going to help you. This is the way it's going to be. Now, Tyra. Tyra is, you do have Tahira. A Zohar, your Tahira ends. It doesn't mean that when your Tahira ends, automatically you're not going to become
Tahira. You can't dance in a
Beda Chassis.
No, it's not really
you,
true.
You can't, because you can't. You can't dance about it. You have to have 14 days of Toma because you had Nekeva, and you have the other. You have the cooler of that you go till 80.
That's right. And happens to be that the Zohar's Muvla B'Soichon.
Exactly.
Muvla B'Soichon.
Okay, so the 7 is Muvla in the 14, and the and the 33 is Muvla in the 66.
Exactly. That's when you have twins. Now, here you have a sandal and another child.
Right.
Now, what is the other child? If the other child is in Nekeva, it's the whole thing is on Nogea. If the other child is in the cave, so if it's 14,
the real child, the real child.
If the real child, the one that you can identify is in the cave, and then you have a sandal, so we do not know what the sandal is. The sandal is Zachar in the cave, we don't know it, but you had in the cave, oh yeah, in the cave. So you're sitting 14 Tumman and 30 and 7 and 8 and 66 Tyra. So so what difference does it make that it was a sandal?
So if it if the real one was a Zachar,
it's not going to make any difference. You still get in the cave.
Because
it's
now
muvla,
the cave
it's muvla.
Before
it's
muvla. In the cave was vaday.
Right.
Now,
look at Rashi. Look at the Rashi.
If the case with the zocher is a vaday, so
with the zocher is a vaday,
you have
the cave
and
a zocher.
It would make a difference anyway because it's muvla in the nekeva. So now,
well, you have to say that maybe this.
Okay, let's look at Rashi.
Let's look at Rashi.
Rashi dibra masla idis yilid nekeva b'hadei chokinami. The lo hayit sarich lehazkira. There's no need to mention the sandal. Why? The yeshlo tuma v'taharud in the nekeva. Shafilu hu zocher gomer. Even if the other baby, the sandal,
right,
is zocher gomer. Ki iko nekeva b'hadei yoyshades le nekeva. You made tuma exactly.
The good one. The nekeva b'hadei is the real baby.
Next Rashi, and back to the Gemara. So what's the case now? The case of Rashi is going where she was. Where you led this back to the Gemara and the Gemara. The Gemara about the Hacha by Eskinan. Okay, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines.
Zocher
ba'adei. Oh, so what's the Kiddush? Gemara.
That's the good one, you mean?
Right, the good one. So there's only 7 and 33. So Mahu the same. Mahu says we Yomar Yitzchak Bar Ami Isha. Oh, now we come to Mazras Techila. Yaled is Zocher. The woman is Mazras Techila. She led a Zocher. Ish Mazriat Techila. Yaled is Nekeva.
That's in a classic. Where it's one and one. Where it's one
baby.
One baby.
What is he? What is he saying?
1 second. Hold your horses. Well, tonight, what's going on over here? Everybody is on the jumping together. Now, midoha zachar, now is zachar. The Gemara wants to say, "Mordechai Yisoid, twins." What is a twin? Is a twin where the egg splits, or is the twin where there are two eggs that have come out?
It's a ventzach. It's a ventzach.
What?
If it's identical twins.
No, you're saying could it should be mizriya in between? Is that what you're asking?
That also. First of all, this whole thing about identical twins, I think the Oyla makes a very big mistake. I don't remember, but once I always say the woman for some has two eggs. No, that's not the way, that's not twins. It's one egg, and that one egg splits, and they're not identical. There's nothing to do, being not identical has nothing to do if it's one egg or two eggs. Okay, it's only one egg. Okay, it's not normal for a woman to have more than one egg in it. That's nothing to do. It has to do with splitting. Even if it splits, there's different types of splitting. It's sometimes
they also have with fertility.
That also all different types of things. So therefore, as we move here,
therefore nothing.
The Gemara over here. What is the mahus of a twin?
You have twins, right?
No,
you have twins by you and the grandchildren. No,
you have twins.
No,
I thought you'd say once you had twins. Okay, forget it. Move on. Yeah. Anyways,
I'm
question,
just one person.
So the question over here is,
the Gemara is being Yoril Oimkoy Shel Davar, that when a person has a twin, is a twin, you go Basarov. Most times, since there's a mitzvah of Isha Mizras Tchilo, Isha Mizras Mizriya Tchilo, and if a twin is Be'etzem the Zel Bazach, it's not a Naya Maisa. It's the one Maisa, now one Maisa resulted in two children, then it should be the Zel Bazach. So if you'll have a yotze min haklal, boy and a girl, no, boy and a girl, what can you do?
Don't call it yotze min haklal.
We can't deny the mitzias. If you have a situation where...
So how do you answer that?
But when you don't have... But when you don't have a boy and a girl in front of you, you have in front of you a boy and you have a sandal, then we have a right to say, Mistama, Mistama, just like this one is a boy, the other one's also a boy.
Because of the klal, Ishim Azraz.
Exactly.
That's knocked off by the general rule of that you see every day, that there's twins that are boys and girls.
Oh, Kamash Milan, as that's possible, is Bevas Achas. If the Mazraz is Bevas Achas, that's the
then you
get
a boy and a girl.
Exactly.
Boy and a girl. But okay, so in Chalam, but most
you automatically get twins?
If in a matzav,
that's possible.
In a matzav where there would be twins and then mazras at the same moment, then one can be a boy, one can be a girl. So it's not a raya. It's not a raya.
And if not twins and one can be the mazras together?
Then it's up to the Ribbono Shel Olam to decide.
Oh.
I don't know how these things
like
work.
You're knocking that off. That
you got to bring here an OBGYN.
That's a good question. But I guess there's no such thing as an exact bevas achas in that regard.
EF shalit samtzim.
I was thinking that word.
EF shalit samtzim. Vaita the Gemara.
Let's see Rashi.
So what's the Gemara saying here?
We're chayshish for
that side of bevas achas.
Bevas achas. That's
what chayshish. And if you chayshish for bevas achas, it's possible that the shilt, the sandal, the one which is nimuach, possibly it's in a cave. If it's in a cave, then you have to sit for 14 days, and you can go all the way till 80. Sorry for sticking that in there.
Mahu the same. Don't be sorry.
You're giving the share. I'm just.
Don't be sorry. I'm not giving the share.
But you want to see the Rashi?
I'm not giving the share. It's just a comfort trip for me here.
Kamash Milan.
Mahu the same. Ochal v'amar b'yitzav abam yishem mazrat chilid yezal zoch yishem mazrat chilid yezal zakeva midoch hazoch. It's unbelievable. Gemara. This Gemara is mamish half little fellow coming over to find the machus of a twin. Twin. What is a twin? What is a twin? It's one mice. The Gemara is hava amina. It's one mice.
Potentially yes.
One ma'isa midah zochah hanami zochah kamash milan ema shneim hisri bevasachas. So now, even though it's going to be one ma'isa, since it's vasachas, one can be there for high zochah in the keva. That's answer number one. Unbelievable. You want to see Rashi.
This
yalla zochah vadei umisapkinan lesandal in the keva memele v'yoshavesh shivuayim l'tumah v'avul taharad in the keva. Oh, look at this over here. Look at this Rashi over here. This shakes up like a lulav and an esrog over here. Avol tarden nekeva lo yahavina lo. That's pshat in the Mishnah. What is it? Don't forget the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you give the zohar and the nekeva. You give the chumras of zohar and nekeva. You've got the Mishnah. This is not twins here.
Right.
This is not twins here. Because bottom line over here is, what did she have over here in front of us? A zohar. What's the other baby? A sandal. So maybe the sandal is a zohar. So two zacharim, how much do you get?
33.
You get 33. You don't get 80.
Right.
So only a chashash, maybe it's in the keva. So we're going to give 4 days of tumah, but you can't go more than 33 days of tahara because you don't know, maybe it was a zohar. That's a symbol. When you vada have twins, boy and a girl, go over and say your wife counts only tahari for in the keva. Go over and I'm willing to challenge you to go over to someone who has a boy and a girl and you say to him, Yesim, does your wife say Tumah v'Tahara for Zohar Negeva?
It's not Negeya today.
What? Why is it Negeya today?
It is Negeya today.
No, when do you...
You're talking about the Tahara.
Let me say something. Let me get a word out of my mouth. Vayiftach Hashem es pi ha'osoin. L'kayim asher nemar. Vayiftach Hashem es pi ha'osoin. Let me get the word out of my mouth. What does it say over here? When does a woman go to shul and make birchas hagoyma? When does a woman make birchas hagoyma? Right away? Or does she wait until day 40 and day 80? I vaguely remember, I don't remember that there's...
So she waits till she's not an April, it's 30 days.
30 days. I vaguely remember that there's
an Indian... difference of a boy
yes,
or girl?
Yes, 40 and 80. I vaguely remember there's something over here. The husband's supposed to say the parish of Kurbanos. Maybe that was it. The husband is supposed to say the parish of the Kurbanos of the Ish. Maybe that was it. He's supposed to say the parish of the Kurbanos of the Yoledes, that she brings her Kurbanos. He's supposed to say in davening, after davening is over. When does he say it? So if it's a zachar, he says it after 40 days. After the nekevah, he waits until 80 days because she cannot bring the kurbanos. She's a tevelas yom until day 80. She's tahira, but she cannot bring kurbanos. She's a tevelas yom. So the husband,
this is
bisman hazeh. There's a minute that the husband is supposed to say.
What about
so
the
did
rule
you save
about
all
them?
Of your children? So right now, after tonight, tomorrow morning, go see the kapasha of kurbanos for all of your children tomorrow morning. It's brought. I remember seeing this, and that's nafkmina today. Today, nafkmina, a man has a boy and a girl. According to the Gemara, he has to wait 80 days because since it's. But let's say there's a boy and a sandal, so then but if only for the chomer. But after day 40, then already you have to be chayish that she's ready to meyer.
I don't understand what you're saying. Are you saying today a person can see dam and be mutted as well?
No, not dam. There's a chassidish zach where a person.
Okay.
Bite in the gemara. Let's not waste time on this. Let's go right to the gemara.
But just the chazar over, if you don't mind, just the chazar over. So the point was that why did Misha tell us sandal? Yeah,
it's sound because of the case.
If it's in a cave again, no chiddush. No chiddush. Because even if
this yilid zochah ba'adeh,
that's what chiddush is. I would have thought that this zochah ba'adeh, then the other one is also zochah.
I mean, 7 days,
7 and 33, 7 days and 33.
Kamash Malon, 14 and 33.
Because
maybe they were mazras bevasachas. They were mazras bevasachas. Isha and Isha, Efshel and Samsem, and Mela. Now that they were twins, one goes for him, one goes for her. Unbelievable. Vaita. Hach ma yiskin in this hill of Zohar Vahadeh. Ma the same Mechav Vahamra B'yitzlag Barami Yishim Vahadeh 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 And now you understand the whole Mahus, the whole, this is unbelievable, is the Ovis. Who did they marry? Who did the Shiftei Kor marry? Who did Cain and Hevel marry? Chazal said there was a twin sister born with each, with Cain and with Hevel. And the Machlokes was who gets to marry the extra twin. Why was,
what's
so,
extra twin? Where's an extra twin?
One had two twins, one had one twin.
Why?
I don't know. That's what it says. That's what it says in the Medrash. There was an extra twin. The Shaul was, who gets to marry the extra twin? It was all about women. Who gets to marry the extra twin? And the Shvatim, Ishruni Banois. Hold Asher, because now the number of boys, girl, Banois, there were enough boys for all the girls. So there's a whole calculation of there was a Shir crisis. And then when Asher was born, he tipped the scale, there were now no longer a Shir crisis. And that's all based on the principle is that each one of the Shiftei Kor had a twin sister born together with them. Why
are you let him marry the twin sister?
Before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah. Or you can marry before Matan Torah. That's what the only answer is. Question. Why did Chazal need to Megala? There was a twin sister.
Well, yeah,
why? Maybe they married. Maybe they married from Chlesnitz. Whatever they married.
Marshall, the lineage family. Is pure. The lineage is pure.
What?
The lineage is pure.
Abraham Avinu. Rav Steinman would always say that if Avraham Avinu came to Eretz Yisrael and tried to get his children to yeshiva, no one would take him. No one would take Avraham Avinu. No one would take his child because he was a Zayda, was an Oyvav of the Zara. Rav Steinman would say, they wouldn't hold him as Yichus, Zayda was Oyvav of the Zara. They weren't looking. So why, I'm asking you a question. Why did Chazal need to Megali marry twin sisters? To teach you that the Ovois, they were Mazras Bevasachas. You hear? You hear what I just said to you?
No, where did you see? That's interesting.
The Gemara just said this. When did I see this? Wake up. Where have you been the last 20 minutes?
You're saying every twin that has a boy and a girl, it's Mizras B'Vasachas.
The Gemara said that. The Gemara said, Midah ha zacha ha nami zacha.
There must be other ways also of the Mitzias that they didn't know about, apparently.
Oh, you tell me the Chazal didn't know the Mitzias?
Today we know more about, so, you know, in the lab.
You
we do know.
Ooh, you said explosive
split,
stuff
split,
here.
Egg split. There's a lot of other things that potentially.
Mishtan Ateva. What?
From what you're saying, it sounds to me connected that you have to have twins.
Don't have to. No, the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara did not say that. The Gemara said that
how's
if you all the Gemara says that if you do have twins, and if one is Mizras Tchil, both are going to be the same. They're both going to be Zohar and Akeva. But in the event that one is the Mizras Vasachas and they have twins, then there's a reality, real possible. Ability, one will go for him, one will go for her. Zohar and Akeva. So that means, if it's Chazal, each one of the Shiftei Kor had a twin sister, why did Chazal tell us this?
So what happens when there's triplets?
When there's triplets? What happens when a Shisha Bekeres Echad, Rashi, when they went down to the tribe? Triplets? It was an odd number, you want to know. You don't want to know triplets. You want to know an odd number.
Identical okay. twins and fraternal twins.
If you have six, because okay. you have six, then
we don't have to go all the way to six.
Identical twins is one fertilized egg, which splits and develops two babies with exactly the same genetics.
One egg that splits, okay? That's
good. There's a difference from fraternal twins, where two eggs are fertilized by two sperm and produce two genetically unique children. So did the Chazal know about this Metzius?
They had to know about this Metzius. A woman knows how many eggs. You have to know about this Metzius. So let's assume now, so does it make a difference? Let me ask you a question. Does it really make a difference? If Ish Mizras Tchila, you want to say that she was Mizras for one egg and he was Mizras for the other egg?
I don't know, let's move on. Tabarachas.
Let's assume now that it's one egg. And so here this discussion.
So what's the Mazel Tov? So they were Mizras in the Vasachas.
That's an incredible thing. Because by the time of the others, because the question was who wanted to have a child more? Did Avraham want more? Or did Sarah want more? Avraham, Yitzhak and Rivka, she was Mispala Bezavizu, he was Mispala Bezavizu. And the Tila Hashem was the Tila Sadik, and Tila Sadik. These are Dvar Hamid Lum Shalom. These are Dvar Hamid Lum Shalom. Who won't have a child
more?
He said,
Hu Yishmal Yichi Yofanechi. He was already comfortable.
Oh, very good. Exactly.
I don't
see,
know why his first name was Lou, but. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This Gemara is being megalit to us. You say that the Ovois, they were Mizras Bevas Achas. That's a critical idea to know. When you want to go discuss Divrei Agada, Mizras, it was not. You would think that all the others had boys, right? They had boys. So who's Mizras Tchila?
What do you mean they were Mizras Bevasachas? What's Uriah?
The Gemara just said 100 times that if the Isha is Mizras Tchila, it resulted in a Keva.
Yes.
If the Isha is Mizras Tchila, it results in a Zachar. So all of the others, there's Avram and Yitzhak.
Yes, Avram didn't have twins. Avram didn't have twins.
What?
Avram didn't have twins.
He's saying that by next, that's what I was asking.
Chazal said that.
What, Yitzhak had a sister?
Okay, I take that back. Let's go to Yaakov. I'll take that back. Not Avram and Yitzhak. I take that back. I'm sorry. Not Avram and Yitzhak. Not Yitzhak and Rivka. I'm sorry.
Yitzhak.
Oh, let's go.
And Yitzhak had Yaakov and Esav, two boys. Hello. Two boys. Hello.
Vatelech Lidresh Hashem. So what's the raya?
Yeah.
So what's listen here? Listen the second. 80-20 rule. Don't you know the 80-20 rule? You listen 80% of the time and you talk 20% of the time.
I thought if you listen 80% of the time, you can remember.
Shimon ben Oyema, call him again. Shmias Oyema,
80-20. Remember that 80-20 rule. Listen, Hagufa, Noid of Oyem, Yitzchak and Rivka had what? They had Yaakov, Esav. You call Esav first. Who's the Bukhar here? Yaakov and Esav. Two boys. Why didn't they have a boy and a girl? Midaha, Igmar says.
Isha
Mizras Tchila.
So she was Mizra.
Oh.
She did first.
So then she was first, but says the Pasuk, Vashem listened to him, not to her.
What's it going to do with Mizraya?
Ain't it done with Tfila Tzadik ben Sal, Tfila Tzadik ben Rasha?
So they listen to
her different way. She can be Mizraya from Hypen's bargain, if Hashem didn't decide that Yaakov
he's saying a lot of his sons over here. There are a lot of things going on over here. But who came first? Yeah, this is the Mamash to Gemara. Rivka had two boys. But Rachel, Leah, Bilah, Zilpah, Chazal say, had twins.
Okay.
A boy and a girl. So that means Yaakov and his four wives, each one of them was Mizras with Asachas. But Rivka, she was Mizras before Yitzchak.
It was.
Is was.
So, but what did you mean, Machadish? Exactly, you didn't say anything. You said that if someone has a boy, then Isha Mizras Tchila. So good. And if you have twins,
Midoha. Okay, this is very important. You saw. This is yet to be discussed. The significance of this.
It's in the works. It's just fascinating anyway.
Triplets. A whole new language case. Let's say the sandal. You hear? The sandal came out before Shkia.
Are you saying Dina was a twin with another boy?
I don't know about Dina. Dina I do not know about. Well, her not.
Because it switched.
Dina was two girls, maybe. She was two
Dina,
girls.
I do not know. It doesn't say anything about Dina, but it's about the other child who were boys.
Okay, weiter.
Next, the Rach, Hashem Tehle, the Kevel, Lefnei Shkia Sachama. The Kevel, Lefnei Shkia Sachama. The sandal, Lach, Shachama. The Kevel is a Litvak, and the sandal is a Chosid. Okay? Rabbeinu Tam, this is Machloikis over here, the children, you have such a Maisa? two children, they're not. And tell the Kehilah of Neshech Zecham, V'Sechel of Neshech Zecham, Moine Tchilas Nidah L'Rishon, U'Tchilas Nidah L'Acharein. So what is she? What is the Chiddush over here? She got the beginning of Nidah for the first one, and the Nidah L'Acharein. Now, that's...
If she should
destroy, let's see Rashi. Rashi, Lishnach and Gassino, and look at the Rashi. I'm sorry, that's the different Gersa. Let's go back to the first Gersa. The first Gersa, go up in the Gemara. Go up in the Gemara and the Rashi. Shem Tiel Shnaim, Echel Lifnishkisachama, Vyachalachishkama. Yeah?
I must be in the wrong place.
Dav Chavhei on the days. Rashi,
right?
Rashi. Afilu yolda nikeva tsarich lahaska suffix sandal. Why? What's the case of the Gongo Aziz? When the nikeva was born lifnei shkia. And the sandal was born leachar shkia.
Right.
Okay? The was.
So before we
the
said.
The goinim?
So before we said the zocher is nivla, mavla, and nikeva. But now.
Right. Let's see Rashi. Sheim tapel shnaim echel of neshkis acham vechel achel shkis acham ba moin netchilas nidla rishon vechilas nidla achron vihachi garsin lo b'tasef vechil perushon. That's the gears, and now we explain it. Sheim tapel shnaim shnikevel of neshkis acham ba v'sal nachashkia moin l'achar sheich l'yimei tohoyar l'rishon techilas nidla after. So now count 80 days. 80 days later sheich l'yimei tohoyar l'rishon techilas nidla v'chein l'achron. Now he explains. Keep going.
Right.
It's 81 from the first one. Maybe the sandal that was born after Shkia was washed Zochu. The Chol, it's already over, long over, 40 days ago. We'll finish with that one.
Right.
The loy moshke bosar pay aleph in the keva.
Because otherwise, if it will be in a keva, you'd have another day.
Here he explains. Och shatachsa v'tir b'shmini l'riyasa v'tir tziliyay sefer. Here's the now. After 8 days, now day 81 for the first one, and now it's 7 days of nida, and now it's day 8, so it's day 88. It's day 88 now. Och shatachsa v'tir b'shmini l'riyasa v'tir tziliyay sefer siyam k'negin yaim arminan. No, we're not going to let you.
Why?
Because maybe
that was really only day seven.
Exactly. I'm reading on Dilma Sandal Nikeva Hava. Umashach Yime Toyashle at Pe Aleph Lurishain. Umash at also be on Pe Aleph Lurishain. Dam Toyahu. The Aksha Mashihi Roa Beyond. If you only see the damn tree, she said Beyond. Now here's the whole shot with the gear service. Beyond Pe Aleph. That's a mistake. What she sees now, beyond, that's a mistake. Beyond pay nimchak, pay aleph, veneer be'enai pay ches. Okay, you change the gears and pay after pay ches. Yeah, you have that change the gears in your Rashi? Pay ches.
I have an aleph.
88. 88. Okay, who knows? Now, if she sees blood, Rashi tells us the case of it is going, is you only see blood twice. She saw blood on day, and from the first one, day 81.
Pay hey. Not
pei ches. Pei
hei. That's what it says here.
I have your pei ches. It's a mistake. Pei ches.
Okay.
Hei and a ches, they look very similar. Pei ches.
Okay.
Near bien I pei ches. And Islam over here on the side.
Okay.
On the side over here says, what is Zion?
This is Hagois Maharav Ransburg.
Lamed over here, he writes over here. V'chein liberash and tfusiat. Pei ches. Pei ches.
All right.
Your hei, that the top of the hei got cut off. Okay?
Yeah.
Peches. So therefore, the woman over here saw blood twice. On day 81 and day 88. So if we're counting from the Nekeva, from the first Lefnei Shkia, day 1 is Nida. That's the 81 is Nida. 88 is Shemeres Yoim Kineged Yoim. But if we're going to say now,
day 88 is Shemeres Yoim Kineged Yoim for the first one.
But since we're going to take into consideration the possibility that the sandal was in the cave, so what you saw on day 81 was what?
No, the sandal was a zocher.
No, that's the zocher, forget about. But let's say we have the chayish, the sandal was in the cave. If the sandal was a zocher, so we're long over, it doesn't make a difference. So the Yimei Tohira ended on day 40, 41, who cares, it's over. But let's say the sandal was in the cave.
So 81 is
so
still
80.
So
day 81 is day 80. And day 88 is the beginning of Nida.
Right. So
therefore...
There's no Shemir Siyam Kenegad Yoyim.
Oh, she's talking for 7 days.
It's not beginning.
Why not?
Yes, because we only saw twice. Two Rias. And then 81 and day 88 from the first one.
Okay, so day 88 is for the second one.
Is
still within
the seventh day.
No, there is no 7/8. Day one, and there was no other Riyah. There's only two Riyahs
right.
on day 81 and day 88 from right. the from the Mikveh. So let's review. Right. Let's review right. slowly.
I got the first one down.
Now, let's that. Say so, that sandal second, was in the Mikveh.
Right. So everything's bumped up a day.
Okay, so
everything's bumped up
when
a day.
She saw blood on that first time, which we call before for the first one, day 81. That was really day 80. So that blood doesn't count.
It
doesn't count. Right. Now, the next time she saw blood was 7 days later, which we call before day 88. And now it's really day, and now for her, it's days 87. What's halacha?
So that 87 is part of her, is tummy.
It's the beginning of the Nida cycle.
It's the first time she's
it's
seen blood.
It's the first time she's seen blood.
After she was done.
First time she's seen blood. She didn't see blood every single day of the Nida.
Right. So it's
the first time.
So
the Nafkamin is that blood going to be the beginning of a Nida cycle? Or is that blood going to be Shemer Esyem Keneged Yoy?
Why do you have to come on to it the first time? Why not, she saw Dam every day. She saw Dam 81, 82. What do you see over here that we're talking about? She only saw blood
okay,
twice.
That would be another nafkamina. That would
she
be
saw blood. That's typical of a lady who has...
Not necessarily, no.
The typical case is a lady seeing
okay,
Dam...
you're right,
she
you're
sees
right,
Dam
right.
81, she's seen Dam 82, 83, 84, 85. So 87 would still be...
Rashi you may, says this is the case. You are right. Peches.
Rashi says she only saw Dam twice.
Peches. The Rashi changed the girsa. Look at the Rashi. Okay, the first, the second to last line. The Achshav, the last small line. The Achshav now. Mashahiro Biyoim. What do you have in your Gemara?
I don't see
the second small line.
Top line of the.
Look at Rashi. Rashi, first, the last smallest line.
Yeah,
the
you have different lines. The Achshav, Mashahiro Biyoim,
Biyoim.
Pay what?
I pay Aleph.
Oh, is there a note?
I have a Rav Ransburg.
Oh, there's an Aleph. Yeah. And the Aleph takes you and says that it's a tos, because it makes no sense. Pay Aleph. Yeah. It has to be pay ches.
I mean, it's also pay hey. Okay,
pay hey, let me see the pay hey.
Oh, mine you don't believe, because it's English.
Aleph, I use Aleph.
Woo!
I have the same thing.
It doesn't make sense.
Look what it says over here. Pei ches.
Yeah, but that makes a lot more sense.
Let's see what it says in the Misifta.
So who's Mizrach Tchila?
Pei ches. Pei ches. Mem. V'chei mibarashi dfus yad. Pei ches. Ha'pach nishba v'anach.
Pei aleph could look like pei ches.
What?
An aleph looks like ches. If you wrote in Rashi's handwriting.
It says pei ches. Ha'pach nishba v'anach.
You can say pei aleph, it doesn't make sense, obviously.
Obviously, it means pei ches. Pei ches. Anything else doesn't make any sense. Why would you say pei hey? What puts pei hey? Say pei beis. Once you're going to say pei hey, you might as well say pei beis, like you wanted to say. Okay, you that would all be another nafkamina. That would be another nafkamina. The nafkamina that we're giving over here is where she saw blood on day 81 and day 88. Day 81, 88, Mimela, day 1 is to the nafkamina now. When she comes to day 88, is that going to be the beginning of a Nida cycle? Was that going to be the first day of the Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom cycle of the
Eidi
Ziva?
The
first day. And she'll be sure, major nafkamina. So the male, that's why we have to take the nafkamina of the case where she had a Vadai Nikeva. Vadai Nikeva, there's no question, she has to go sit 80 days. It's 14 and 66. Oh, so who cares? There's a sandal. You're right, we don't care. The only nafkamina word to be is if the Nikeva was born before Shkia, like the Ga'onim, and the sandal was born after Shkia, like Rabbeinu Tam. So now we have a nafkamina, what's going to be on day 88 when she saw it twice, on day 81, 88. Unbelievable. You hear?
Yeah.
This koilo masach the brachos, kriya shna.
This is like, you know, this is what Torah is all about, mamash, to get as a involved case. Who would even think of, you know,
of Rabbeinu Tam and the Goyim to come into this Gemara over here?
Maridik.
Before Shkin, after Shkin. Weiter in the Gemara. Okay, so that. Now, by the way, there's another gears. We're not going to do that gears because this is Dafyomi. Dafyomi, cheat. Weiter, next Gemara.
Sandal to Tanan.
Weiter in the Gemara. Sandal, now, next Sugya.
Sandal
to Tanan. This that we learned, Gabi Bechores, Lohechosa. Now, the movie is going on a tour. Once already, we mentioned, I told you that we started, what did I tell you when we started? that this is the Barvusta Sugya of Sandal. I told you that. Did I tell you that? The famous Sugya. Why is it famous? Because this spans Shas. There's a Sandal in Mesechta Nida, and there's a Mesandal in Mesechta Bechoyrois. Okay, so we want to know, is the Sandal that comes out, Ein Sandal B'lo Vlad. So Lamayin Afkamina, is the next baby that comes out of the mother going to be a Bechor? Is it going to be a firstborn? Benogea, a human being, when it comes to pishnayim, aben, pishnayim, and by animals, is it going to be the Neva Karbon? Right. Okay?
So what do you mean? This we're talking about now a new case?
New case, Bechoris. Sandal.
Sandal comes first?
What?
Is that what happened?
It doesn't make a difference. It mean, the sandal came together with Vlad. It doesn't matter who comes first.
But it doesn't matter who comes first.
Sandal below Vlad. No, it doesn't matter.
If the sandal comes after the Vlad, why isn't the first Vlad of Bechor?
Oh, you're single. Let's see. You're right. Let's take a look over here. Look over here. You're right. Gabi Bechoris, the Lamai Hilchasa, Rashi, what's the Mishnah? Mishnah, we learned this not long ago. Do you remember this? You have a Chazadis?
Of course.
You have a Chazadis?
We're not talking about twins now.
But the Gemara says, in Sandal below Vlad, there has to be a Vlad with a sandal. Sandal never comes by itself. The Gemara just said that. A sandal.
Right. So if a sandal is born,
the question is,
the question is, if is a sandal by definition two babies?
No, it's not.
That's what we understand.
No, it's not.
We understand that it is.
It's not. It's not.
The Gemara before said, how many days you sit for the sandal? If is it a zacher, is it in a keva?
Right.
It's definitely a child.
But and there's another yesod that the sandal comes with another vlad.
Right.
Now, so in the Gaon Gemara, the case was with the other vlad came first and the sandal came second. In the Masechta Bechoros, the sandal's coming first and its twin is coming second. So the shail is the second one going to be a bechor?
Got it.
The Gemara said, when a woman releases a sandal, there's going to be with that sandal another vlad. Now, which one goes first? That doesn't matter. Sometimes the sandal goes first. Sometimes the vlad goes first. We conclude our in order to make an afkamina and mesechta nida, we said the case has to be where the vlad came first. The nikeva came before shkia, and the sandal came after shkia. Okay, so the order was vlad, sandal.
Right.
But in Mesechta Bechoros, we have to take the same principles. Ein sandal below vlad. And the shah is going to be is the second, the shah is going to be with Lin Bechor. So that means it has to be the sandal came first.
Right.
And
so
then came
the
vlad. Is the
Bechor.
Next one going to be a Bechor? Is it going to knock out the Bechor? Are you good?
Right. Yes.
Good. So God Bechor is the Tanalai Hilchasov, Bechor Lenachalov, Ein Bechor Lekoin. The nafkamina over there is that the Bechor who comes afterwards is the Bechor Lenachla, but he gets Pishnayim, but the Ein Bechor Lekoin Rashi Lamai Hilchasov, Kasal Kedaitach, Labo Achrav, Lesoif Shana, or Lesoif Shana, Saim Kamari, after 1 or 2 years.
Was Rashi to say both?
After what? What do you mean after 1 or 2 years? Yeah. Labo Acharav. Oh, I'm sorry. A new baby. Volamli sandal. Valibuli sandal potter. Volod the Bahade esabo Achar. The more thought over there is that the Bechor, you see, this is exactly what we discussed. It's going to part of the Bechor. We thought that the part of the Bechor will come next year, 9 months from now. Why did Rashi say in a year or two? Why can't the baby come immediately, 9 months later? Whatever it is. But the baby that will come in a year or 2 years later.
Oh, I thought it was, for some reason, I thought it was a twin and it was coming after.
No, that's exactly the Gemara's Kasha. Now that we know this principle, that's exactly the Gemara's Kasha. You learn Mesech the Bechoros without learning Mesech the Nida, you're misled to believe a woman gave birth to a sandal. And now we want to know what's going to be with the next Vlad. When was the next Vlad born? In a year, in 2 years, in 3 years, in 4 years, much, much later on. What? Now that you know Mesech Nida,
there has to be a twin.
Sandal is always a
can
twin.
Can you have two sandals?
No, you can't have two sandals.
Okay.
Only shoes, right or left. Only one sandal. Okay? One sandal.
Why can't you have two sandals?
I don't know. That's how it is. One sandal. One sandal, and the other one is a vlad. So the Gemara is saying, what we don't, now that we learned this Mesech, we learned that every time there's a sandal in that same ladle, there's a vlad.
Is an hour later.
We don't have to wait a year.
Right.
So that's Gemara's kash, look at Rashi. Kasal kadaitach.
I'm understanding over here that we have a sandal situation over here. So you have here a baby, a vlad bahadei.
Yeah.
And a sandal.
Right.
Okay. And the question is, what?
Bahadei. Bahadei is the sandal. The sandal and the Vlad.
Twins. It's a sandal and a child.
Vlad Bahadei means a viable child. You have a viable child.
Not viable. It looks like...
You have a real child and you have a sandal child.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So the question is, what came out first?
We know what came out first.
The sandal. In this case, the sandal.
In this case, yeah.
In this case, for sure.
Until now, before we were talking about.
By need to know. By need to the Vlad came out first.
By the discussion that we had about you made Tum of a Tyra.
The Vlad came out first. I said that. I tried to bring out that point very clearly.
Here the sandal came out first, and immediately afterwards came out.
We have to now say that came out
to the Vlad. So therefore, what's in the Gaya Ligabe?
A year later.
Wasn't exactly
in the half
because
week.
because the viable
it's no
child
right away. Yeah. It's no gear him right away.
What do you say right now? What do you do right now?
Yeah, right. Do right now with the Vlad that came right. out.
In other words, before we learned this Gemara, we didn't know that a sandal has to have another child.
Exactly.
With it. And now we know a sandal has to have another child with it.
Right.
It's a very simple case. Sandal right. comes first.
The question.
The question is the one
Haba Acharav, the twin. What din does it have?
Exactly. Rashi. Sandal. V'haloi b'loi sandal potar volo de bahadei.
The real baby.
It's a bo achrav immediately. So the Gemara says umeshani lebo achrav kloy mar. Okay, kloy mar, that magic word means lekachus kusandal im yotzo vlod sheimo yacharav ein hachin ami. You have to go back.
So we don't count the sandal. We don't count the sandal. We count the vlad that came achrav as the being the bechor.
Right, it is the bechor. That means you have to wait a year. You don't have to wait a year. The shayl is not a year later. It's right now.
It was later on. The other boys cannot litigate and say, "Hey, one second, you're not a real bechor. There was a sandal before you." That's the point.
The shayl on the who the bechor is the vlad that came together with the vlad with the sandal.
There would have been a hamid to think that the sandal when it came out first, that takes off the din of bechor pishnayim. For the vlad that came after the sandal.
And with the sandal.
With the sandal.
That was the Zahav Mina. Why would it be a Zahav Mina? If a lady has a miscarriage, Rahman al Slan. Okay? It depends how many days. If it's a certain amount of days, then
it does pata.
There is no Bukhar.
Exactly.
There's no Bukhar.
And that's exactly what it says.
There's no Bukhar.
The only difference in the Havmina and Maskana is from the simple reading of the Mishnah, you get the impression that the one that's coming to ask the Shilam, I the Bukhar, is a fellow who is a year younger than the sandal. The sandal came out. And we have it marked in the calendar when there was a sandal. And now we have a fellow standing in front of us and says, I'm the Bukhar. When were you born? Oh, your birth date, according to our records, it was a year later than the incident of the sandal. What? Why is he the one coming to ask the Shaila? This should be another child coming to ask the Shaila who has the same birth as the calendar day when the sandal came out. Because the sandal always comes with a Vlad. And if that Vlad died, as it does say over here, because he did die, it's Mapeles.
It's never alive.
Fine, it was never alive.
If it was alive, then isn't it?
Fine, but just because it's being, the fact is that was the Bukhar. If that was the Bukhar, so Mamela, you who come a year later, you're not the Bukhar, because that already was, or maybe not, or maybe you are the Bukhar. That's the Shaila. In the Chanami, the Gemara and the Hamina thought they were dealing with the person that's coming to ask the Shaila is a person that was born a year later.
Right.
And the Gemara is saying, no, you're wrong. The one that the Shaila that we direct the Shaila to clarify what's going to be later on is indeed the dead baby that came together with the sandal. That's the whole Gemara back and forth. Lebo Achrav, Rashi.
Which is amazing. Why, in Mamarashach, if it's a Bechol and Nachla, why isn't it a Bechol and Kayyim?
Let's see Rashi. Gzeres HaKosov, a different set of rules.
It has to do with the father cries if he
dies.
Reishis
Oinoi. Reishis Oinoi. There has to be a degree of tsar or death. There is no tzar. But when it comes to the koyein,
it's
five sloim, gzeres hakasav, high luchud v'high luchud.
Right.
Each area had its own shulchan aruch.
Yeah.
Okay. What?
The chubid b'psicha.
High sandal.
Yeah, that's why I approached.
Only one sandal. Where's the other shoe?
That's a wife.
Makash Avayli Yitzir. That's why by Yevamis.
Today it took me 10 minutes.
That's why Yevamis use a sandal.
Find my other shoe. You know that? Every night a ganav comes into my house.
That's
why you use my yarmulke, my gloves, and my shoes.
By chalitza. That's why you use a sandal.
One. sandal the Tanan, guy, because so they will see the Rashi some of Nachmal, because Sagdai the Labo Acher of Lesoif Shana.
Okay.
Or Lesoif Shana Sayim. Why 2 years? Once they have 1 year, no, they need two years. What's 2 years? Shot 2 years? Why did Rashi have to say Lesoif Shana Sayim? Pella the Rashi. Even 1 year, 9 months later. Like I told you, why did the Malach tell Sarah in a year from now you can have a baby? 9 months you'll have a baby. You didn't hear the whole Torah? You heard the whole Torah on this? 9 months you'll have a baby. I told you this one, right? 9 months.
I forgot what the answer was.
The answer was because Avram, he delayed 3 months.
Oh, but
we got it was a punishment. He delayed 3 months. He went to Mitzrayim for 3 months. And therefore, you made me wait for you 3 months. The Abish said to Avram, you're going to wait 3 months. Teshani Yodea, Teshani Yodea, Teshayachi Leida. But Lamoy Roshuvi Lechay Schaya, 12 months. You're going to have to wait 3 months because you made me wait 3 months. Hear the word? Avram went to Mitzrayim for how long did he go to Mitzrayim for? Rashi and Chumash. Rashi is befeirished 3 months. Explicit Rashi in Parashas, last week's Parasha. Avram Avinu, we spent in Egypt 3 months. Ramban says, a chait. It was in Lefi Madre Gosai, the exalted Madre of Avinu, not to have a moon in the Baruch Shalom. They told you, go. Here you can have born in the first Rashi.
10 out of 11 in this.
You cannot here. You can have children, but there you'll have children. So I'm telling you, go to Eretz. You're supposed to have a child. He goes. There's a famine. Oh, famine! I'm going to Egypt. I told you to go to Eretz Yisrael, not to Egypt. What are you going to Egypt for? The Ramban says, Lefi Madregosai, his exalted Madrega. This was considered.
So why do we make a big deal of Ram and Asar Nisyonis?
I don't know.
You're telling me he had 11 Nisyonis. It was a chait. 10 out of 11.
How long was he there? The detour? 3 months.
3 months.
So now, finally, when the Malach says to him, now I have good news, the brach of Lech Lecha is going to be in the Niskayim. It's going to be in the Niskayim. La Moyed Oshuvi Lecha. The Malach puts an etch on the wall. When the sun comes back to this spot, exactly 1 year, 12 months. Malach, if it's going to be a miracle, why do I have to wait in 3 months? It only takes 9 months. Tisha mi yodea, Tisha ni yodea, Tisha yarchi leida. Teretz is, you went to Mitzrayim for 3 months. That's why you say by the Haggadah, Tisha mi yodea, in the Mitzrayim. Because you went to Egypt for 3 months. That's why you're going to have to wait for 12 months.
You're going to have to go to my Seder this year to see over the
You hear that word?
Yes.
Mardik.
You have to wait 400 years.
You hear that word? The whole mahus of the Haggadah is because Aaron went those 3 months. Because of those 3 months, myself is similar to him. That's why we went to Mitzrayim, because he went to Mitzrayim. So we had to go to Mitzrayim for 210 years. And because of those 3 months, delay. A delay of Yitzchak was delayed, his birth delayed for 3 months. Tisha miyodea. Hear the vart? Ramban lays the foundation for this vart. Vaita in the Gemara. The sandal, so back to Mashan Lubacha of Kaloimar. I love the Kaloimars, right? Those are the best rashis. Kaloimar. Don't take it literally. It's like life. Don't take life literally.
You have to put together a safer of all the rashis which have Kaloimar.
Oh, people have done, many people have done already. Many people. But what's the sugya of the Kaloimars? Everyone already, Kaloimar, it's like a muscle for life. Don't take life seriously. Life is just one big Kaloimar. Kaloimar. Don't. It's not the way it seems. Lekach huskar sandal im yotzavot she'imoy achara. You hear? Imoy. It's not a year from now or 2 years. Havi b'chor l'nachala. Does the baby itself is a b'chor l'nachala. V'loy b'chor l'koin. It will be a b'chor l'nachala. V'loy b'chor l'koin. So he does say b'chor l'nachala. He does say it's a b'chor l'nachala, Shlomi. He does say.
B'chor
l'nachala. He is a b'chor l'nachala, it says. Reishis oinon.
Because... The Why? Other one, the father doesn't cry on.
Have b'chol no the vlod she'imoy achrav lebo achrav klem alukach because the son of imyotza of vlod she'imoy achrav the baby the other one is have b'chol an achrav
right because the sandal the father doesn't cry over. So therefore, he is the fine.
But you don't give the five
because it's not
Peterechem. They don't give the money to the Kohen. He loses out the five right. Sandals. Okay, now we go to the next sugyo. Like I told you, this the Bavusta sugyo was sandal. Sandal, the sangabe kreisois. My hilchasov. Where's the sugyo where kreisis? What is it about kreis? Rashi, the inchi of carbon. The inchi of carbon. Does a woman have to bring? Does a woman have to bring your ledes? If a woman is a mapel of sandal, does she have to bring a carbon yoledes, birds, two birds, oil and chatas?
What happens if she has twins?
She brings two carbons.
Why is this going to refer to as gabe krezes? Because it's in the sechthus krezes? Is that the whole reason why?
I guess, yes.
That's the whole reason why? Why are they called gabe krezes?
By mesechthus krezes.
Why is it gabe carbonus? Because it's brought down in mesechthus krezes? Just bring down a...
He's saying emerging of art.
Just bring down on the side.
Obviously, you see the Avida Rav Ashi, they had certain code words. Obviously, you get a flavor. You're saying an unbelievable thing. You're learning over here a flavor of how they spoke, of how they identified... How they identify the time, different
things. Just say the time, big crisis, or Gabe crisis.
You're saying very good. It's like, you know, people, they say, where's the Pasuk? You say Pasuk in Chumash, right? So instead of telling you it's the Parashas Vayetze, I tell you it's in Kesubis, Daf Lama Gimelam Beis.
Right.
It's all relative to your frame of mind. Where is this Pasuk in Chumash? Where's this Pasuk? So you'd accept it as in Parashas Vayetze, this Parak, Zion Pasuk, whatever. And said the guy into you, that pasuk is Mesach the Gidin daf Chav Dalet. It's all about a frame of mind.
I don't understand. By a twin, you bring two sets of kabbanis?
No, it's one later. You only one set.
So what's the question?
It says there, Shemtele derech daifin.
Volod
derech daifin. A regular child, a regular derech daifin, yetzi daifin. Or the sandal,
regular, so what's the rule?
The maisi carbon as sandal, you bring
or
a carbon
not.
Sandal.
That's the question. That's what
he
wants to know.
Rashi says, "Got a crazy pericamber, lean keep carbon." So tabik laid the shum vloch imaytoy carbon. She gave birth to a sandal derech rechem. There's a baby that came out. Right. Bring the carbon because the baby. Forget about the sandal. That's kasha.
Amen. I'm